A cast of 20 Haynes women hope to transport audiences to 1930s Spain this weekend. The House of Bernarda Alba from playwright Federico García Lorca takes the Chilcot Center stage in a performance directed by Todd Siebens.
Let me go out, Mother, please.
Let you go out? I will, after I've taken the powder off of your face, you spineless, painted hussy. You're just like your aunts. Now go out.
The House of Bernarda Alba is a play filled with repression and jealousy. Matriarch Bernarda's husband dies just before the beginning of the play, and she imposes an 8-year mourning period on her family. It effectively traps her 5 daughters in the house.
I'm trying to keep them virtuous.
Judith McDermid plays Bernarda.
And so I want them to have good reputations. I want to keep my reputation and the reputation of this house. And in order to do that, I have to be very strict. Don't fool yourselves into thinking you can sway me until I go out of this house feet first. I'll give the orders for me and for you.
You have these 5 women who can't leave the house for 8 years because their father has died.
Madeline Wittick plays Magdalena, the second oldest of Bernarda's daughters. One way for the women to escape the house is marriage. And the oldest daughter, Angustias, is being courted by a handsome young man named Pepe El Romano.
I mean about Pepe El Romano.
The oldest one is being courted, who we probably don't think is the best one for him. But she's the one who's being courted by him, and it's like the only ticket out of the house.
Jealousy over Angustias and Pepe's courtship is one of the main tensions in the play.
Angustias is our sister, but we're her family here, and we all know that she's old and sickly and has always been the least attractive one of us. Because if she looked like a dressed-up stick at 20, what can she look like now that she's 40?
While sisters Magdalena, Amelia, and Martirio gossip about the courtship, it's the youngest, 20-year-old Adela, who is most devastated.
I'm thinking that this mourning has come at the worst possible time in my life for me to bear it.
You'll get used to it.
I will not get used to it!
Adela is played by Gina Randles.
I mean, she wants her life to go a certain way. She wants the great romance, and she found out that she has to spend 8 years in her house with her family because of mourning her father died and everything, and I think it's really putting a damper on all of her plans.
Director Todd Siebens found the 1936 drama in a Gustavus secondhand store. It was in a book with 9 other plays, but he says this one jumped out at him.
I liked the complexity of it. I liked the different themes that it had. It has several different themes in it. I loved Lorca's writing, although this was a translation. Just the way it flows, he's very poetic in a lot of the phrases he uses in this play.
And the cast is all women. Siebens has directed plays in Haynes for 20 years, and he says it's always a struggle to find men who want to be on stage. But even though there are no men in the play, their presence is still felt. Here's Wittick. Yeah.
You certainly feel them, especially through what Bernarda is telling the daughters to do and what is expected of them. And you feel the male hand through the whole play, even though none of them are seen.
After hearing about the captivity the daughters suffer through in Bernarda Alba's house, I had one question.
So do any of the daughters escape this confinement?
One daughter does, but we can't say how.
He says to find out, you'll have to see the play. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. in the Chilcot Center for the Arts. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.